Oh, okay. Well, I had to I didn't have to update the app. What I had to do was I tried logging out and that didn't update it. And then I uninstalled the app and then reinstalled it. And now it looks like the new app is here. So it says there's no time limit. But I'm looking at this little time banner thing go, and it sure looks like there's a time limit. What's it say on the website? Hang on, buddy. And it also says they can be found in Spotify, so that's pretty cool. I'm gonna see if it actually works like that. So we built Anchor, blah blah blah. And introducing all new Anchor. I'm reading their Anchor's Medium site. 3.0 redesigned mobile app. Wide range of transition speaking. This entire experience has been redesigned to enable it. Episode management is now painless to rearrange segments in your episodes and build episodes from new or previous content. Updated the listening section of the app to provide greater audio for you to listen to. The web tools sync seamlessly with our app. New episodes using the episode builder. Their landing page uploads to Spotify. I was reading in the email that they sent, and it said that there's no longer a 5-minute limit. So I'm seeing if that is true again. Because in the old app, the one that I just recorded that previous segment on, it cut me off at 5 minutes. But I'm seeing if that is the case now. It's at 2:42 right now. And it looks like it's about to... This little time banner thing looks like it's going to end at 3 minutes for whatever reason. Is that true? No. Looks like it's still going. Oh, and it gives me a little warning. It says, listeners tend to prefer short term. Gives you a little warning on the app when you're using it. It says, listeners tend to prefer short form audio. Consider making your episode out of shorter segments. Listen, whatever you're making here is far too long, okay? So, you need to listen, Minneapolis Pete. You need to cut this segment down. Nobody's going to listen to this for 3 minutes. You're at 3:51 already? Ugh, trim it down. I like that little passive-aggressive warning there. Okay, I guess I'll stop. And maybe I'll record more things as I'm messing around with this app. Oh, and okay, so here's more information about this new iOS Anchor app that I'm messing around with. Before, you could be, like, on air, and I think they were trying to, Anchor was experimenting with having this app be, like, an audio Twitter or Facebook or something. Like, you could have, like, a news, like, an audio stream that's equal to your news feed, right? So you would just pop over to somebody's Anchor feed and just like, oh, look, here's random noises coming in. It looks like they've ditched that idea completely and gone to just being like a podcast creation app. Which, you know, like, that's fine, honestly. Because sometimes just scanning through a whole bunch of anchor stations wasn't that great. But the thing that sucks is all of my previous... all of the things that I had in my channel, or whatever it was called, my anchor channel that I didn't turn into podcasts, are now gone. So, like, I recorded a thing just before I updated this app, and that's gone now. So that kind of sucks. If you might lose some bunch of audio. But then again, I haven't tried it out on the what did you find? What is my dog sniffing? I haven't tried it out on the computer, the browser interface, just the iOS interface. So maybe all of that stuff is not lost. I'm going to publish this as sort of a test episode using the 3.0 app. And let's see if I can find it in Spotify. Because that's kind of cool, if I could find it in Spotify. Right? Okay, I'm going to publish this thing.